Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
We need good news now, right? And I've got it. Do you guys want some good news tonight? Yeah? All right. I finally have good news. This is the good news. The good news is I found out today that the numbers are finally going down of people pursuing their dreams. And I think that's good, right? Too many big dreamers in the world. We need to get one big reality check, right? For the entire world. I used to be one of them. I used to be a really big dreamer. I used to be like, when I make it, I'm gonna have a beautiful house in Malibu. You know, I had a real clear vision of my vision board. If I had made one, and maybe that was a problem, I never made the board to go with the vision, but if I had, it would have this beautiful house, all glass windows. You know, I pictured myself waking up every morning, going out and gazing at this beautiful ocean view. And now I'm like, when I make it, I'm gonna get a headboard for my bed, a real firm one, no IKEA shit, the real deal. I'll wake up in the morning, I'll be like, I'm a grown-up now, I've got a headboard. I think my problem is my parents were too supportive, right? You want supportive parents to a point, but you don't want them too supportive. Like, if I had kids now, I'd be like, you know what you're good at, Johnny? You're good at stocking the fridge. You put that milk away next to the eggs, and if you get really ambitious, I want you to run a lap around the house and then deliver the milk to the front door, and maybe you'll work for Amazon one day. But my parents were the opposite. My mom's a violinist, so she's always been a dreamer, artist type, and she's always like, honey, just find what you love to do, and the money will follow. And I'm like, okay, but how far back is it following? Right, like, are we talking 10 years, 20 years? Is this some karmic life lesson that in this lifetime I'll be broke and in a future lifetime I'll have a headboard? And she was like, honey, you're not our problem anymore. Plus, you owe us $1,000, so maybe hold off on the headboard. She's always comparing me to people. Like, once she was like, you know who you're like, Erica? You're just like grandma. Because you're in a male-dominated profession with stand-up comedy, and grandma was in a male-dominated profession with aeronautical engineering. I was like, yeah, we're pretty much the same person. Except one of us was very good at math, and the other owns one towel. Besides that, we're both killing it. Then she was like, I'm just so relieved you were never involved with Harvey Weinstein. She's like, I know you weren't, because I told your father if she had been, she'd be a lot more successful. But honey, you can sleep at night. And I was like, actually, I can't because my mattress is really uncomfortable. I can't really afford a new one, but I get what you're trying to say. Thank you. It's been an interesting time for men, right? Lots of learning. Been one guy over there is like, yep, I'm learning. I'm learning a lot. Not a great time to be a creepy male comic. Right? So not a great time to be a male comic. So not a great time to be a male is the point. I think for me, what shocked me the most about the whole Me Too movement was just how shocked we were by the fact that men are gross. Right? Like, that's not that shocking. That was one of the first things I learned as a kid. Eat your broccoli, men are gross. Right? And then this year, we all woke up every morning and we were like, did you hear? Did you hear another man was gross again? And I'm like, I'm just not that shocked. Like, tell me something I don't know, right? And every day it was like another one and another one. Every day was like, you know, Christmas Me Too morning. And now I think it's just gonna be the Who's Left movement. Like, is anybody left? Did anybody not do something gross? Did anybody not jerk off into a succulent? If every car could be like this car, I think we really have a good audience reaction. I think everyone should be a convertible from now on. There's two convertibles, nice. Well done, guys. Your parents raised you well. That's the new headboard. I'm in my 30s now. Who's in their 30s? You wanna? Good! Good! It's a good age, right? It's a good age because your 30s is when you become a person, right? That's when you become a person. Your 20s, you try on different personality types. You're like, maybe I'm rocker chick, maybe I'm emo girl. And then you turn 30 and you just get your mom's haircut and call it a day. You're just like, I'm gonna be her for the rest of my life. Why fight it?
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.